Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with, it's called Establishing God's Kingdom on the Earth, and we're doing part three of a five-part series. The topic we're dealing with today is called What is God Waiting For Today? The same as all creation is waiting for. We go to Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 19, and Romans chapter 8, again, verses 22 to 27. Reading from verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly awaits the revealing of the sons and, of course, the daughters of God." Verse 22, "For we know that the whole of creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly awaiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope when one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly await for it with perseverance." Verse 26, "Likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Verse 27, "How he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." What is God waiting for today? It's the same thing that all of creation is waiting for the sons and daughters to take up their authority in Christ Jesus and to establish the kingdom of God back on the earth. The whole of creation is waiting, as I've said, for the manifestation of the sons, including the daughters of God also. And why? The sons of God are the mature believers, men and women who will rise up by the power of God and bring deliverance and liberty to mankind and the earth. Not only children of God, but being born again sons and daughters of God by the manifestation of power and dominion. Let me say something here. We come into the kingdom of God as children of God, but God does not want us to stay children. He wants us to become mature spiritual adults. And this is done by the word of God. It's not done by worship. It's done by prayer to a certain degree, yes, but it's done by the word of God, believing the word of God and acting on the word of God. But as I've said, the whole of creation is waiting for the sons and daughters to take their place, to take authority over the earth, spiritually speaking, and to bring peace back into the earth. Those believers who, through an understanding of their divine nature, can operate as Jesus did here on the earth, exercising total dominion over all issues of life. The whole earth is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God to disarm the powers of wickedness and to deliver people from captivity. All creation is moaning and waiting for the believers, that is the born-again believers, to say, "I have dominion, I have authority on the earth through and in the name of Jesus, and now I will exercise that authority and walk in it as one of the sons of God." I'm not saying we are the son of God, there's only one son of God, that's Christ Jesus. But God wants us to grow up spiritually mature as sons and daughters of God, people who are mature in the spirit, who know their authority, who know their covenant, who know the promises of God and walk in it daily. God wants us to do what Jesus did, to take authority over the earth, to take authority over the powers of darkness, to walk in that authority, to break the powers of darkness, and to establish God's kingdom on the earth more and more every day. The more that you operate in this authority, the more proficient you will become, and your experience will grow. A natural child is born into the earth as a baby, but it takes time to equip that child to grow up and become mature in the things of the normal world. God knows this, and that when we get born again into the kingdom of God, we're born in as spiritual babies, and we need the milk of the word to feed us in the very beginning, because we cannot take the solid word of God. We're not mature enough yet to have that into our spirit. But as we grow, God will move us from the milk of the word to the meat of the word as we spiritually grow. And this is the same for a human being on the earth. You start off on milk and then you finally come up to meat. The question that we need to ask ourselves, are we going to stay a spiritual child through immaturity, or are we going to be a son or daughter of God by demonstration of power as we establish God's kingdom here on the earth as Jesus did. God is looking for his family to grow up spiritually, to be sons and daughters that will operate on the earth as Christ did. The Bible says, or God says, that we are to be conformed into the image of his dear Son. What Jesus did, God wants us to do. But to do that, we need to be spiritual men and women of the Word of God and mature as well. In the scriptures of Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 27, we see that the whole of creation is groaning in anticipation for the sons and daughters of God to be manifested. In other words, the whole of creation is waiting for spiritual, mature adults in the kingdom of God to walk in authority back on the earth and to take the authority back from the kingdom of darkness. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this subject. We'll continue next time into part 4. And thank you. God bless.